Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Thursday, the Standing Orders Committee heard from the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, there to guide it in its inquiry into a review of the Standing Orders. First concern raised by the Clerk was the potential for new MPs to make political statements when they were being sworn in.
Really what I'm looking for here is a way to prevent members adding political statements when they're sworn in. The swearing in my view, is not the time for that. They are issues for debate.
The Clerk suggested how this could be addressed.
We're looking for a standing order that where a member doesn't comply with the oath as set out in the law, the Speaker or the Clerk could determine that the swearing in be postponed until a later date. If a member is not prepared to swear in, be sworn in the form that is prescribed, then the member is invited to go away and think about it and come back a bit later.
The Clerk then raised the issue of cognate bills, which have similar subject matter and would be better debated at the same time.
My suggestion is that the business committee be given the power to determine that bills be taken as cognate orders. In other words, bills can be taken together for their first reading, second reading, third reading, rather than it being a matter of leave.
And the combined reading of bills had been effective in the past.
It seems to have worked pretty well for the financial markets legislation and now with treaty settlements bills. It seems to me it might encourage ministers to discuss bills with the business committee before they're introduced, and that might reduce some of the pressure around omnibus bills to draft omnibus bills that are very wide. Having bills considered in as cognate bills achieves really much the same as an omnibus bill does in terms of the time it takes.
And the rules governing the way MPs refer to matters before the court was another issue addressed by the Clerk.
The sub judice rule, it's not just about avoiding prejudice to trials that are before the courts. It's also about recognising the principle of comity between the House and the courts, that kind of mutual restraint that both bodies exercise. And so the Privileges Committee has recommended that those two principles should be recognised in the standing orders.
The Clerk suggested a solution.
There should be a procedure whereby members seek a waiver from the Speaker when they want to refer to a matter that is before the courts. And that is really about trying to encourage a proper balance between the privilege of freedom of speech on one hand and the public interest in maintaining confidence in the courts. To reinforce that, the Privileges Committee has suggested that it be a contempt to breach a court order or refer to matter before the courts without a Speaker's waiver.
Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, speaking at the Standing Orders Committee's inquiry into the review of the rules governing procedure and conduct in the House. On Wednesday, the Finance and Expenditure Committee received the Reserve Bank's Financial Stability Report from its Governor, Alan Bollard.
There's no question but that the major event impacting this time has been the Christchurch earthquake, and it's of course a very major economic effect, $15 billion approximately.
Dr. Bollard put that figure in context.
This is 8% of New Zealand's GDP. That is a big hit. In relative terms, it's at least twice as big as the Japanese earthquake on the Japanese economy.
Though it wasn't all bad news.
On the other hand, we're going to start seeing construction ramping up in quite a major way. We think it is going to contribute to very positive expansionary effects over the next couple of years.
Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard. Along the corridor, Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia presented a petition to the Government Administration Committee.
I'm really humbled to be able to stand in support of the petition from Don Rowlands and 891 others, a request for Parliament to recognise the 5th of November as Parihaka Day to commemorate the peaceful resolution of conflict in New Zealand.
Mrs. Turia described what happened at Parihaka on the anniversary of Guy Fawkes' attempt to blow up the British Parliament.
On the 5th of November in 1881, events were taking place, and I'm referring to the invasion of Parihaka by 1,500 colonial government troops to seize approximately 3 million acres of Māori land for the new settlers.
Māori villagers at Parihaka practiced peaceful resistance during the invasion, and it was this that Mrs. Turia wanted remembered.
This year marks 130 years since the events there. The details of a national day to commemorate Parihaka have not yet been fully developed. The critical request this petition asks of Parliament is for permission to place the concept on the national agenda.
Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia presenting the Pari Haka Day petition to the Government Administration Committee on Wednesday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.